Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Faith Network. I'm your host, Sheila English, and today we're going to be talking about A Place to Belong with author Lisa Troyer. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you this afternoon.
Wonderful to have you. You know, this is actually a special show that we're having. We usually have our show around 6 p.m., but we wanted to do something really special. You know, when I first heard about your book, before I got the book, it's funny how God kind of puts you in touch with the people you need to be with at the right time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that we all have that, you know, human craving for relationships. You know, we're all looking for relationships. And I had just been talking to my husband about, you know, I've lived in Kentucky. I'm from California. I lived in Kentucky for a few years, and I have the hardest time making close relationships with other women. And, you know, having that discussion about, you know, I don't know what to do. I usually just wait to go see my friends in New York or in California, and then I, you know, we have our little giggle session and all this fun, or we're on the computer. But I was talking about how nice it would be, you know, if there was something a little more immediate for me. And it was about that time that I got a letter in the mail that was telling me about your book. And I thought, you know, sometimes God puts things in your path and you know it's Him. And it's like, I have got to read this book. I've got to read this book. And right. I'm so happy that it got sent to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thankful that He orchestrated those circumstances that you would have opportunity to see it, and relationships are so important. And, you know, what I'm finding just as I speak to you right now, I'm in the office of one of my dear friends. She is a Russian Jewish businesswoman in Brooklyn, New York, and she was given an award for her philanthropic work with a Jewish organization last night. And so you hear the phones ringing in the backyard, in the background, and I actually met her through my family's food business. Well, it's very obvious to me that God had a much bigger plan than just a business relationship. And, you know, when we talk about giving people a place to belong, you know, sometimes it's the folks that you find would probably be the least likely candidates that you think that God's opening up opportunity with. And so we are all in a strategic position, sovereignly placed by the Father to be used as vessels to give other people a place to belong. And thus, when we do that, when we move in the direction that He's working, then we find our place as well.
I love that. Now, before we go, before we get too far, I just want to share a few things. First and foremost, for our listeners, if you'd like to check out Lisa's website while we're chatting, you can do that. It's www.lisatroyer. I'm going to spell it for you, LISATROYER.com. I do have the live chat session up for those of you who like to come over and kind of visit while we're chatting. And you can call into the show at 646-200-4071 if you'd like to chat with us. And by tomorrow morning, we'll also have an accompanying blog that'll go with this podcast, and it'll be on infaithnetwork.com. And you can check out the blog. And for those of you who get this as a podcast, you know, if you have questions or comments, you can go over to the blog and you can post those there. We'll make sure that Lisa sees them. Or, you know, I really encourage you to go to our website. We're going to talk about our website in just a little bit, and I think that's a great way to get in contact with her as well. Now, Lisa, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell your listeners that I feel like the Lord's just asking me to make available some free music to encourage your listeners. So if they want to go to the website, you know, we do have a free download MP3, but there's one song that's coming to mind that I would like to gift to anybody through an MP3 that would like to write to me. And I know that's probably a whole lot of people because I'm sure you have so many listeners, but if they just want to email me, Lisa at circleoffriends anchor.fm and just say, I want the free song. We'll get the free song to them. It's
oh,
about
wonderful.
Friendship, and it's called I Found Grace. And, you know, it talks about the need for relationships, and it's been a song that's touched a lot of the ladies that we've shared with in different conference venues. And I'd just like to share that song as my gift to your listeners today if they would like a copy of it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful gift. Lisa, you do so much, I hardly know where to start. But let's start with your book, A Place to Belong. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, Barber Publishing approached me in August of 10, asking me to write a book about my philosophy of relationships and women's ministry. And I really believe that God is approaching things through the women in the body of Christ from a new paradigm position. And, you know, we cannot put women's ministry in a box anymore, because the diversity of the ladies that are coming into the body of Christ, I mean, so many different backgrounds. There's corporate backgrounds, there's homemaking backgrounds, there are cultural diversity in our country alone that really has never been before, to the degree as the body of Christ continues to grow, as women are searching for that place to belong. And as I have shared this message, you know, through Moody Radio, and now there's Fish Salem affiliates that I do some work for as well, women are just saying, just like you did, it's like, well, you know, I'll go visit my friends on this coast or that coast, but where I'm at, I really haven't found that place to belong. And Circle of Friends is a ministry that is dedicated to equipping people to start where they're at and allow God to grow them into their gifts and their calling, so in their community they can have an influence. Because I really believe with all my heart that in every community there is a woman that God is calling out to encourage and to equip and to lead the other women in the community in the unity of relationship with Jesus, to make an impact. And it's like, this is inside the church and outside the church. I mean, it is so important for us to not allow ourselves to be just comfortable in our small groups or our Sunday school classes. There are hurting women that are searching for Jesus. And if you will just allow God to open the eyes of your heart, He will show those people to you. And, you know, it seems almost like an intangible type of procedure to get to that point. But when Barbara came to me about writing a book, I mean, I'm not an author. I mean, I write songs and do radio and stuff, but as far as writing a book, that was never my intention. And my friend Carol Kent, who is a prolific writer and a well-known speaker across the country in women's ministry circles, she said, Lisa, do you realize the favor that God is showing you? Because there are people that are best-selling authors that cannot get their manuscripts placed, and a publisher comes to you, she said, this is your opportunity to step out of your comfort zone and write a book. And it was like, gee, thanks, Carol. And so Barber Publishing very graciously gave a gift to me in the person of Susan Martins Miller, and she kind of helped me organize my thoughts. And there are five ministry principles that kind of give us a foundational framework for my philosophy of women's ministry. And we use the letter A to give us those touch points. And those five points are acceptance, authenticity, affirmation, accountability, and action. And the acceptance factor is we are accepted by God. That's why He sent Jesus Christ to rescue us. Now, we need to accept that gift of salvation and that intimacy of relationship with the Father through Jesus. But we're accepted. When we accept Him, then we can accept who He has made us to be. And therefore, as we become more comfortable with who He made us to be, we can accept others where they're at. We can start living authentic lives. And we can invest in women, not just for time, but for all eternity. Because remember, the friends that we make now that are part of the body of Christ, they're going to be our friends forever. Wouldn't it really be nice to get to know them here instead of having to wait till we're on the other side? You know,
now,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, you were sharing a really personal story in your book. You share your secret, mm-hmm. and you invite people to do the same. Sometimes that's the hardest part to get relationships going is to establish that trust to the point that you can share a secret. How hard is it to do that initially, and can you recommend some steps that people could employ in feeling comfortable in sharing a secret?
Well, sure. Think of it this way. When you first meet somebody, there is that initial period, and sometimes in some relationships it's a very short period of time, sometimes it takes longer. But you have to get to know each other and build a level of trust. Now, one thing that we make a mistake in is that when we're trusting another human being, we expect them to be infallible. And that's just silly. I mean,
right.
We have to go into relationships with a grace attitude. Because in as much as somebody is a wonderful person, they are a human being. They are not God, and we will be disappointed in every single relationship. I mean, if we can grasp that up front, we're going to save ourselves a whole lot of hurt and expectations that are unrealistic. And I mean, it's not taking a negative resignation toward it, but it's just being practical. I mean, Jesus died to save us, and he died to save them because we all need something, fixed in our lives. Everybody's
right.
got some measure of brokenness. So if we can approach our relationships from that realistic perspective, is that I'm going into a relationship with an imperfect person, that helps give us the right outlook. Now, you don't meet somebody on the street and show them the balance in your checkbook. At least
right.
I don't. I don't know.
Maybe right.
some people do, but I don't. I'm a little bit more self-protective than that. And so really it is a growth process, and there will come a time where God's going to ask you, are you willing to take the next step of depth in relationship with a person? And then you have to make that choice, and you also have to make the choice to accept that they might not give you the initial reaction that you're hoping for. I mean, can we do that? Can we extend that measure of grace to people to not respond exactly the way we want all the time? I mean, this is not an easy book to read.
Though, going through the book, I'll tell you, I felt encouraged on a lot of levels.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, there are some little, little side stories, little things that people you've encountered have put in the book, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but I felt encouraged to see that there are people like me. You actually don't want to have friends that are perfect. You want to have friends who make mistakes, and you have to embrace that side of them as well, and be grateful that they make mistakes, because it kind of gives you permission to make mistakes too.
Mm-hmm.
So you get an opportunity to forgive them for their mistakes, and then you hope that that's going to be reciprocated. And it was nice to see all these women sharing these personal stories, and I'm thinking, wow, yeah, I'm like her. Yeah, I know somebody like her. It felt like this really felt like this is my book. This book is for me. This is exactly what I need at this time. It's hard. It was hard as far as there. It's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It's internally. You're being asked to kind of go out on a limb and have these relationships. And if you're like me, where I really struggle with creating relationships, or not really creating relationships. I anybody can have superficial relationships and say hi as you pass by, but maintaining those deep relationships in which you can share secrets and you can let people know, I didn't just make a mistake. I made this horrendous mistake, and I can't forgive myself, and I need somebody to help me do that. So it was challenging to me, but it was also enlightening. It also gave me hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, do you hear those kinds of stories with your ministry?
Yeah, I'm very humbled by the ladies from, like I said, a diverse arrangement of backgrounds. Some are teenagers. Some are in midlife, like me. I'm 46. Some are single. Some are married. Some are in their senior years. And, you know, it is really evidence that we really have more in common than we have that makes us different from one another. And those differences, I think, are incredible blessings that can help grow us as we encounter each other, and we can learn from each other, and we can encourage each other in our uniqueness. And, you know, the interesting thing is when you come to a Circle of Friends event in the Midwest where we have our annual conference, I share a story about one of the ladies that was a prayer volunteer, and she has this Alpha Omega tattoo on her wrist. And when we had Carol Kent in a few years ago to do a conference, and during the time of, you know, people could come for prayer or if they wanted to commit or recommit their lives to God, there was an Amish lady, and the Amish lady and the lady with the tattoo were praying together. To me, that is a place where they both found a place to belong, a place where they could be accepted and authentic and be affirmed, because, you know, that is what the body of Christ is. I mean, we are those individual cells that make the body. And it's like, you know, when there's an unhealthy cell, you know, even in our human bodies, the healthy cells rally together to eradicate the unhealthiness. And it doesn't mean that we want to remove the person, but we want to help remove the illness that has entangled them into wrong thinking or wrong actions, because God has a better life for us. I mean, if we believe what the Bible says, we believe that Ephesians 2:10 is true, that we are His workmanship, and through Jesus Christ our spirit has been made alive, and He's got some really incredible things planned for us to do. I believe that as somebody who is called to give other women a place to belong, that's part of my calling, to help them see how valuable they are, to help them find those things that God's planned for them to do and to walk in. And if anybody can find that by having either read the book or just, you know, having some interaction so I can encourage them, I mean, that means my life has purpose.
Now, in the book offers what you're calling reflections, which are topics of discussion. Mm-hmm. Is this something that people can use as like a Bible study opportunity?
Yes, you can, and I think it's a low maintenance, not a intrusive way of, you know, inviting, you know, five friends for 5 weeks and, you know, just kind of getting to know each other, getting to know the philosophy that each person has about those different aspects of that foundational grid of acceptance and authenticity and walk and talk through those things, not only through the personal accounts that, you know, God has brought to my attention, but then also, you know, through those characters in the Bible that, you know, maybe they dressed different, maybe it was, you know, quite a long time ago, but they were ladies and they were looking for significance. And I think sometimes we so often equate success with significance, but, you know, God has a whole lot more for us than just what we would see as outward success. I mean, when you can lay your head on the pillow at night and you have peace with Him and you are at peace with who He made you to be, and you can be at peace with others in spite of your differences, then, you know, that's that kind of peace that passes all human understanding.
Right. You talk about authenticity and about being real. How important is that to establishing relationships?
I think it's essential. I mean, it's like, would you want to sit across from somebody that was wearing a Halloween mask? Or do you
right.
want to really see their face? I mean, and that's, I mean, it seems probably like an extreme example, but really, I mean, when you're talking to somebody, are they seeing who you are?
Right.
And, you know, and if you're not willing to be real, then you cannot expect that person to be real and invest in you either.
Now, there, you know, talking about being real, there's a lot of these, and I mentioned them a little bit before, these little sidebars in the book where women talk about their own experiences or epiphanies. And I would like to share just one of those little sidebars, if I may.
Okay.
these really, I was really attracted to these stories. As a matter of fact, I'll tell them myself. I actually started skipping through the book a little bit and looking for the little square so that I could read the boxes.
Sure.
I was just so...
It's okay, I have to. I love to read the accounts that the ladies so generously shared with us.
I love that. This one is from Carolyn. I'm just going to read this out of the book because I want my readers to get an understanding of, you know, you're talking about being authentic and being real and sharing. So I'll read this. Circle of Friends has given me a support system I never experienced before. Through Christ's love, they shared my burdens with me during times of despair. With Jesus as the focus of our relationships, we have been able to love one another on a deep level that cannot be found elsewhere. I realize that the love we have for one another is driven by the power of His Holy Spirit. I owe so much of my sanity to the lovely ladies of this ministry.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. I mean, it sounds like, you know, this person really found something that fulfilled that need for relationships, and you can tell she's authentic and she feels everyone else is authentic, and you can tell that from that statement.
Now, she's a lady that you know, honestly, the relationships that have been such a blessing to me, it's like I will just, you know, when God taps me on the shoulder, I mean, it's often that I will encounter somebody, and as I'm walking away from them, you know, He'll say, you need to go back and just say, you know, I don't know what you're going through, but if you ever need somebody to pray for you, here's my email address. And it's amazing. Just putting yourself out there just a little bit, you know, and they don't have to have all kinds of personal information, but that sometimes is the difference between somebody feeling that nobody cares and somebody cares. And, you know, that's, and you use it as a catalyst to let people know that God cares, because it's like, you know, and I always preface it with saying, you might think this is crazy, but, and people, you know, it just, some people look at me and they're like, oh, well, okay. But the ones that seem most suspicious about my intentions are usually the ones that write.
That is very interesting. Now, under affirmation in the book, it says, we dare you to enrich the lives of those around you. No one else is you. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Well, I was just talking to my friend this morning when we were talking about life philosophies. And you know, I look at it this way. You know, what can I do today that only I can do? Because God placed me where He placed me for such a time as this. And, you know, maybe it is just saying hello to somebody that feels like they are invisible.
Right.
And maybe it's seeing a gift in somebody that needs to be cultivated, and they need somebody to be their cheerleader. Or maybe it's somebody who's struggling, and in a loving way they need to be told, if you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, well,
right,
not so much, you know. And it really, it's living in the day. And again, I was sharing with my friend this morning, my husband Bob, he and I have been married for 22 years, and he has been Jesus with skin on to me. I mean, incredible. And I know that not every woman can say that they have a relationship like that with their husband. But 6 years ago, he had an episode where he had an erratic heartbeat, and he was diagnosed with a cardiomyopathy. And because it's a genetic condition, and thankfully the children have taken after me and they don't show signs of it, but in his family, as we have discovered, there have been more and more cousins of his. Anyway, with his condition, the likelihood that if he does have a heart attack, it will not be something that he would survive.
Oh.
And he's 49, and like I said, I'm 46, and we've really learned to live in the day, because, you know, he could live to be 100 and maybe not. Or, you know, I could step out on the street in Brooklyn, which is kind of busy, and, you know, something could happen to me. But
right. What
up until this time, you know, what did I do today that only I could do to bring glory to God? So
right. When
we talk about affirming people, you know, what is it that you can do that only you can do and that God wants to do through you? I mean, dare to enrich the lives of others. I mean, it's real basic stuff.
Now, let's talk about surrounding ourselves with a circle of friends. Your book talks about taking action.
Yes.
What kind of actions will this book help you prepare for? How can this book help us with the action part of our journey to establish a place to belong?
Well, I believe that accountability relationships are very, very important because we need to have people speaking truth into our life. And, you know, there will be different personalities that speak it a different way. Some will be kind of like, you know, a cotton ball, and some will be like a shotgun. And then there'll be some that are like, you know, bullets wrapped in cotton balls. You know, you find all kinds of different personalities. But the accountability factor of people asking you, where are you at in your life? What's your relationship with God like? You know, that keeps you asking yourself, where am I at? That's an action step that I think is essential for us to grow healthy. And, you know, Beth Beachy and I write about Beth in the book. You know, she and I have been accountability partners for over a decade. But, you know, I'm forming new relationships with people where there is a level of accountability, like in business, or my songwriting partner, Don Yoder, and I, we've only known each other 2.5 years, but the level of accountability that we have with each other is really high, because when you write a song with somebody, it's almost like being married to them. And we've written a lot of different songs because there's so much personal stuff that comes out even in a generalized lyric. So the action steps are, you know, getting into a good accountability relationship, and that takes time. And like I said, some relationships will blossom like really fast, and others are kind of more, you know, like, you know, the tortoise and the hare, but, you know, the tortoise will win.
Right.
But the action steps, like at the end of the chapters, you know, invite some people into your world, and you know, your kitchen table can be the most incredible altar of ministry. Maybe there's somebody that's moved in next door from out of town. She doesn't know anybody, and you can just make some killer pound cake. We'll take that over to her and say, hi, welcome to the neighborhood. If you ever need to talk, you know, let me know. Yeah, you know, it's the little things, because, you know, Dr. Maxwell, and he's, you know, known the world over as a leadership expert, people don't really want to know what you know till they know that you care about them.
I love that. That's so true. That's an epiphany for me. That is so true. You know, well, and that goes back to your being authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really just about being who you are and trusting God that He made you that way for a purpose, and walking in that, just one step at a time, a day at a time.
Now, we talked about your website. I just wanted to make sure that people know you have a website for Circle of Friends as well, right?
Yes, and that is linked through my website and vice versa. So, Circle of Friends. Very easily, you can go to circleoffriends.fm, like radio, and you know, you can click on information about the book, about conferences. We have a blog that, you know, if you like to write and maybe you don't have an outlet for that, you can contact us if you'd like to become one of our guest bloggers, or if you write devotionals that you would like to have shared with people that read the Circle of Friends devotional each day. We'd love to give opportunities like that. You know, if you're a songwriter and, you know, you want some advice or want to refine that skill, or, you know, we are a safe place for you to share what God's given you. And, you know, we don't make any guarantees that we'll be able to help you move it forward, but if we can, we most certainly would like the opportunity to partner with you that way.
Now, do you do lectures, or can people contact you somewhere about speaking engagements?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. You can email me, lisa@circleoffriends.fm. And if you'd like to hear a sample of the music that Dawn and I have written, you can go to my website, lisatroyer.com. And when you log in, there'll be some music that plays. And I think the first song is one that's based on Romans chapter 8. It's called There Is Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That song was written. A lady from our school district, I got to know her. Her name's Grace. And she said, you know, I've got this poem. And she gave me these words that said, there are many shades of darkness and levels of sadness, but hope remains the same. And I read that and I thought, wow. And this is a lady that bakes kettle corn on the corner of Berlin, Ohio. Yeah.
I love that. So it could be anybody. Anybody could have some blessing to share with someone else.
And, you know, the thing that's so interesting, Grace took a step to share that poem. That poem turned into a song, and that song is now going to be published by Lifeway Worship in Nashville.
Wow. That is amazing. That's amazing. That's exciting.
That's the kind of stuff that happens when we step out of our comfort zone and into the adventure that God has ordained for us.
Alisa, I want to thank you so much, sincerely so much, for spending time with my circle of friends, all of our wonderful listeners. We appreciate you coming here, and I would love to have you come back at some point.
I would be delighted, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, the work that you're doing, and thank you for making that effort, because, I mean, I know that producing a radio show is a time-consuming thing, but you are investing in people's lives, and thanks for all that you do, too. So I pray that the Lord would continue to bless you and your ministry, too.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment's In Faith Network. And don't forget to find us at infaithnetwork.com. I'll make sure that we put up all the links so that you can find Circle of Friends. You can find Lisa and get that free song. Don't forget to send her an email and get that, and stop by and leave a comment. I'm Sheila English, your host, and happy reading, everyone.
In Faith Network Radio, blessings through entertainment, www.infaithnetwork.com. Come join our ever-growing Christian community.